That time of worship was amazing, wasn't it? And we just want to just let it go on, eh? You know, so we can change the agenda up. We can change our plans when the Spirit's here, right? That's okay, right? That's what we're about. But, you know, in one of the songs we sang, I think it was the one just after communion, we sang that line, God is for you. God is for you. And I was just thinking as we're singing that it's easy to forget, isn't it? Like when stuff comes, we get a broadside and things don't go our way and, you know, we hit crisis, we hit times where, like, we just don't feel good, that life's not dealing us a good hand. And it's easy to fall into the position of thinking, God's forgotten about me. God isn't listening to me. God doesn't hear my prayers. But the truth is that God is for you. God is for you. He's for you. You hear that? We sang that. Like, that line was repeated over and over again. God is for you. God is for you. And in John 3, most famous verse in the Bible, it says, this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, you'll say. So that God is for you, will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. When we read the word of God, when we read the words of Jesus, through the lens that God is for us, it changes your mindset. God is for you. And I know there's been times in my life, and even this past, you know, the years with COVID and lockdown and restrictions and all that kind of thing, you know, we felt, all of us, I think, at some point where I felt abandoned or lost or, I don't know, out of touch. I certainly did. I found it really tough. And I did have moments during that where I'm saying, God, where are you? Like, where are you? Like, what is it you're up to? What is it you want me to do in this situation? And, you know, and it's there, like, we all are exposed to those feelings and thoughts. But just because we feel that way doesn't negate the truth, right? Your feelings don't override the truth. The truth is that God is for you. And in the toughest times that we go through, we have to hold on to that. Because if we let that go, what's left? What's left? Because if God is not for us, then who is? Then who is? Didn't he say, I'll never leave you, I'll never abandon you? Paul says in Romans 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? God is for you. He's for you. Yeah. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? Is it sinking in? We've all got our stuff. We've all got our history, our baggage, our regrets. But God is with us and God is for us. And I really believe that we're moving into a season as a church where we are going to have to press and lean into that, because I just sense that, like, I certainly feel it in myself. So I'm going to take the plunge and say, if I'm feeling it, then you're going to have to feel it. You're going to have to feel it. Right? But I'm feeling like that God is challenging me to become bolder and become a bit more edgy again. Mm-hmm. And to show people what it looks like when someone loves Jesus and serves Jesus. Not in we are just nice, good people, but declaring the good news of Jesus, speaking about him, sharing what he's done in our lives, our testimony, our history with him, how he's changed us, how we can reveal and express that God is for us. And some of you will have stories that you can reach back and tell where God has come through and his promises have been fulfilled. And for others, you'll be going through stuff right now. But I just want to encourage you that what you're going through right now is a story that you will tell in the future. It's a story that you will tell in times to come, how God's favor and blessing and faithfulness were always in your life. His hand was always on you. And it might not feel like it right now, but you will tell a story of the faithfulness of God, no matter how dark and desperate and broken you might feel right now, because God is for you. God is for you. Why do we stand? As Andrew already said to us this morning, we've got a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of events and things coming. And I just want to just make sure that we're plugged in to what we're planning to do. You know, when we come together in a couple of weeks' time and we do our worship and prayer evening, guys, this is an opportunity for us. We just want to go deeper, right? We want to go deeper. We want to linger and wait and let the Holy Spirit saturate us and envelop us. And this isn't just about us deepening our relationship with God. It's also, it deepens our purpose and our drive to be his hands and feet, to serve him in front of other people and to serve others for him. And even like the kind of fun stuff where we're doing a quiz night and the youth are going to escape rooms, this is us building a relationship together. That we become one, that we, our hearts are as one, that we face in the same direction, so when God tells us to move, we move together and we'll move the same way. Relationship's important, a relationship with him, a relationship with each other. But there's opportunities here for us to invite friends, families, neighbours, to these things, to quiz nights. We've got our carol service on the 18th of December. At night, we'll be doing our nativity in the morning. You know, these are, if you've got kids in the nativity, what an opportunity to bring people to come and watch your kids. And then we'll give them a bit of gospel, right, when they turn up. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But guys, this is an opportunity to do this. But I just want to just leave you with that word. It's like, God is for you. God is for you. So let's just invite the Spirit is here, but you know, we don't take him for granted. So we just say, Holy Spirit, will you come? Just come, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for how you have rested and flowed through us this morning. Would you speak to us? Would you go deeper within us?
I also had a word during the singing of He is for you. So I couldn't believe it when Andrew brought it up. But I felt that it was for somebody specific here, as well as for all of us. And what I felt was that there's somebody here who feels as though they'll just scrape through with God, but that his favor doesn't quite rest on them. And it's the circumstances of life, and both historic and maybe current, that you find it difficult to trust people, the goodness of people, and therefore you find it difficult to trust the goodness of God. But he's saying to you, he's for you. And he's saying, just put your hands into mine, and let me draw you into the circle of trust. You look deep in my eyes and let yourself see how much I love you. You trust me and I trust you with the secrets of the kingdom. They are yours to seek out, to look for, to discover with joy. My favor does rest upon you. I am for you. Just come forward into the circle of trust.
Yep, so if that word that Jane's given there is for you, I'm just going to ask you to come forward to this side where the welcome sign is, and Jane's just going to pray with you, if that's for you. So just do that now. If you felt that word was speaking to you, it could be multiple people. But my sense this morning is, this is how I've been feeling for a few days now. And I've been confused a wee bit because I was wondering why I was feeling the way I was feeling or the thoughts I was having. But I did have these kind of things coming at my head about doubt, like doubting God. And I was asking God, like, what is that? Because it kind of came at me a bit unexpectedly, but I actually now I believe it's God is preparing me to address this morning, that there's some of us here and there's doubts in your mind about it might be even to go on with God or to continue on this faith journey. It might just be that you're in a place where it's you feel you've been battered and bruised and pushed around for so long now that you're thinking, right, you know, why is it worth keeping on with God? And guys, I just want to say there's no shame or judgment in that. It's just the reality of how we feel, right? It's the reality of how we feel sometimes. Romans 8, again, Jesus said there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. So I am going to ask you, if that is you this morning, to come forward, but not to embarrass you, but to declare there is no condemnation. And there is a hope and a future for all. So if that's you this morning, I'm just going to ask you to step to this side, to my right. We'd love just to pray with you and just encourage you to keep on with God. So if that's you, why don't you just step forward? Okay. Let's just pray and we can kind of formally wrap things up. Father, we thank you for times like these where we feel and sense your presence. In like a real and measurable way. God, my sense just now is that it's not just that I feel that you're here, I know you're here. And Lord, you know every mind, every heart, every thought that is occurring right now. And my prayer, Lord, for this church, for this people, for everyone in this room, is, Lord, that you would speak into those thoughts and those feelings. Lord, where there is doubt and disappointment, Lord, I pray for hope. I pray, Lord, for fresh revelation of your word in our lives. I pray, Lord, that we wouldn't settle just for what we know or what we feel, but we go after more. We'd go after more. And Lord, would you make us a people, Lord, that in our spheres of influence, Lord, are image bearers of Jesus, where the words we speak and the actions that we play out, Lord, are real and are worthy of having your name associated with. Because, Lord, we want to see people come to know you. We want to see new lives, salvation. Lord, we want to have a problem with seating in here. Lord, we have a problem with space because of the people that are coming. Lord, because your church is doing what it's supposed to do. So, Lord, thank you that you're for us. Thank you that you're for us. And I ask, Lord, that as you challenge us, and you push us, Lord, to the edges of our comfortable and safe places, Lord, that you'd give us the strength and the courage to do what you've called us to do and to be who you've called us to be. So, Lord, increase courage, increase faith, increase the words that we speak out, the words that we say in your name. Let that increase. Let that increase. Yeah. So we bless you, Father. We just ask, Lord, that you the power of your Spirit, Lord, is resting on so many this morning, Lord. Would you seal that in us? Would you seal that in us? Amen. Amen.